Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we empower our believers in this 15-minute segment. We encourage you in your walk of faith, how to trust God more and more as you go through the process. Process is never easy. Process is always one of faith, and it is one that calls and commands you to trust God like never before and obediently walk in the purpose that He's assigned you to. It is a place where you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as He is revealed to you more and more. You grow in what He shows you. You grow in it more than just in your head knowledge. It becomes a walk and a way of life. It becomes that part of you that springs up as wells of living water before your flesh or before your mind can kick in. The Word of God is springing up in you. And so we are encouraged in this place of our process of there. We are encouraged to believe God and know that even though He's chosen unlikely people for His purpose and His plan, He will fulfill that which concerns you. He will fulfill the word that He's spoken concerning your life and everything about you, and you will be the light and the life of those around you. You will cause others to believe. You will cause them to hold on and be encouraged and even come to know God in a way that they would never have known if you had not been the person that God had used in their life and crossed over their path to be that instrument, that conduit that He can use to show His glory through. So we're going to go on, and we're going to be encouraged in our walk of process and our walk of faith, knowing that God is faithful and He'll do exactly what He says. We've been looking at, in the last 3 weeks, we've been looking at the unlikely place of blessings, the unlikely place. We studied Esther first, and now we're going to the book of Genesis, and we're looking at the life of Joseph, and we're going to be encouraged in that walk and that process because God has something great in store for us if we dare to believe Him, if we dare to trust Him. And when we look at Genesis, the 27th chapter, we see the process or starting of Joseph's life. We see that Joseph was a dreamer. He was prophetic. He was anointed. He was chosen by God, called by God. He didn't even know at the age of 17 what all of that entailed, but he knew that God's hand was on him. And so we see that he was the child of his father Jacob's old age. He was the child of his father's old age. And you have to understand, when you are mature enough, God will allow you to give birth to something in a time in your life that you would not normally receive it. When you are mature enough, and I'm talking about age per se, I'm talking about maturity. When you can handle certain things, God will allow you to enjoy it. He will allow you to give birth to it. He will allow you to walk in it and manifest it at a time when it seems unlikely. So God is not limited by age. He wants to make sure that you can handle what He's going to give you. The time that Joseph is born and Jake in Jacob's life is a time where Joseph brings joy to his father. And not only joy, but Jacob himself has matured. He's changed. The character of him has become more like God. So he's able to handle the blessing that God is giving to him. And it's not in a way that is as it was when he was younger, where the children and the mothers were being played against each other. He's now at an age where he wants to please God, and he wants the righteousness of God to be seen in him. And even though his other children are older, he still feels like there's hope, and there's a time for him to pour in the righteousness that he needs to shape Joseph's life and his brother's life. And so this is the child of his old age who brings him pleasure, brings him joy. In your spiritual walk, you're going to see that there will be times when God wants to give you things, but you have to be mature enough to handle it. We see that as Joseph grows up, he becomes hated by his brothers, and he becomes hated by his brothers because they see and understand and recognize that their father loved him and that their father himself has shown him kindness in a way that he had not shown them. And so they hated him, and they had no kind words to speak to him. There will be times in your life you would do nothing to anyone but just show up in the anointing of God, or show up just being who you are, and you will be hated without saying a word just because. Know that it's not something that you've done, and you know that you haven't done anything, that these people are hating on what they see inside of you, hating on what God has deposited on you, that they will have no kind words to say about you concerning anything. And it may be on your job, in your family, even going through situations with relationships, with friendships, but you have to know that you didn't cause this, that something else has transpired. And as long as you keep your heart pure, and as long as you walk into what the Lord is saying, he's going to bless you and even deal with those who can't at this at particular time understand you or know you or relate to you. If they're supposed to be in your life, if they're supposed to be a part of what God is going to do with you, then God will change them and deal with them. You yourself stay pure, you stay open, you stay willing and submitted to the will of God, and you'll see God work out every detail. Joseph's brothers, they hated the fact that he was a dreamer. Joseph has a dream, and he has a dream, and the dream shows a place of power, authority, and position. It's a place of honor, it's a place of reign, and it's a place of rule. The dream is showing all of those things. When God begins to move you in the place that he's going to do something miraculous in your life, he's going to put you in a place of power and authority. He's going to put you in a position of honor and a place where you can reign in his authority and rule in his authority. It is not going to be for you. It's going to be to save many lives. Anytime God allows you to be endowed with an anointing, it is to save many lives. It is to touch many lives. It is to be truth to many people. It is not for you. It is for them. And even though you will enjoy the benefits of what God does, know ultimately that it is for the better good or the greater good of saving lives, touching lives for his glory. His brothers hated Joseph even the more because of his dreams. They hated him because of his anointed. And even when he had the second dream, he goes and he tells it to his father, and his father says, he rebukes him, but his father also ponders over what he says. The dreams that Joseph had were prophetic, and they were two figures or two streams, because they spoke to Joseph's direction, but it also spoke to the direction of his brothers, because his brother says to him in the eighth verse, he says to him, his brother said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us? Then they hated him all the more because of the dream and what he said. This dream that he spoke of, that they testified of, basically said what would be the future. Joseph would rule over them. Joseph would reign over them because he would be in a place of authority. Even if they didn't agree with it, they were speaking prophetically or agreeing with what was spoken in the dream prophetically of what would happen. When Joseph goes to his father and he tells his father the dream, his father says to him, rebukes him, but he ponders, he keeps it in mind, everything that Joseph had said, but his brothers grow even more jealous of him. When his father sends him to check on his brothers, and they're not there, and he goes and he finds them, there's a man in the field that tells him exactly where he was. And when they get there, before Joseph even gets near to them, they see him. Before you ever get near to people, before you ever get near to the place of destiny where you're getting ready to walk and fulfill something in your life, the enemy or those who are jealous of you will see you afar off and know. And they will try to destroy what God is doing or getting ready to do in your life. Now, God may allow them to do what they're going to do. It's because it's going to push you in where you are, that place of being blessed in an unlikely place. It's going to push you there like it did with Joseph. They had to hate him for him to get in the place where he was going to reign and help and deliver the family. So God will sometimes allow people to do certain things to you, but it's going to push you where you need to get. And you need to understand that the same God that is in control of everything in the world is in control of your life. The same God that knows the beginning from the end, knows exactly where you are and knows exactly what people are doing. And he knows exactly how to use that to work for your good, to push you where you need to get. Because you, if you belong to him and you want to please him, even in the midst of something hard and painful, you will call on the grace of God and you will ask God to help you through the thing that is trying to make your heart change, your heart turn, or become bitter. God will allow you to do that. And you have to understand this, that whenever you are moving in the direction of God, people hate truth. They hate the truth that you represent. They will hate truth because truth makes, if they're not walking in truth, will make them look at themselves and not like what they see. And instead of changing, they will try to murder you. Cain and Abel, the possibilities of changing and becoming all that God says is there. But if they don't want to change, they will kill what makes them look bad, whether it's with their mouth, with their actions, with their deeds, with their attitude, with not helping you, or trying to set you up, whatever it is, they'll try to kill what's inside of you. But if God has ordained you to be that Joseph, to many nations, if he's ordained you to be that person that he's going to use to help influence or help others or help encourage others, then it's not going to work. It's going to be used for the glory of God, and God is going to get praise out of your life even the more. Favor will get you hated. There was favor on Joseph's life. And you have to understand that when you have favor on your life, people will hate you. It will get you hated. It will get you in a place where you've been sold. In other words, something in your life is going to be lost. Something is going to be lost because of it. It will get you lied on, and it will get you in a place where you're in a prison, or you're in a place where it looks like you're trapped or things are not moving, but then it will also exalt you and get you to the place where you're reigning because you're in Pharaoh's house because of the favor. Favor just doesn't bring all the blessings. It brings trouble, and that's what people misunderstand. When they say, I have the favor of the Lord on me, favor brings trouble to your life. Favor will make people hate you. Favor will make people be jealous of you. Favor will make people plot and lie on you, but it will ultimately bring you to the place of rain. And you've got to go through the process of knowing that that too, every season of favor will pass. You're going to enjoy some good things, but you're going to also have to go with the things that are not so good in your process of being in the favor of God. And that's what you have to do. We see that when they saw him coming, they said within themselves, and they said it out loud when they saw him, they said, we'll see what's going to become of his dreams. The enemy wants to see what's going to become of your dreams when he hits you with these places. He wants to see what's going to become of your dream when he hits you in your life. He wants to see what's going to become of your dream whenever you go through certain things and it looks like you're trapped, you're thrown in a pit, that you cannot become and be what God said. He wants to see what's going to become of your dream. But you've got to hold on to what God showed you. I know that what he showed you was not of yourself, but you could never make it come to pass. But God himself is going to do it. Even though you're in an unlikely place, you're in a place that it doesn't seem like a blessing could come. You're in a place that it seems like a blessing cannot manifest, that something good cannot happen. You've got to know, because God gave you the dream, that God showed you who you are and where he's taking you and what he's going to do. You've got to hold on to that and say that this is not the end. This is not where I'm stopping. This is not the place where I'm going to see my demise. This is the place I'm sojourning through, and I will see the expected end of what God says. The enemy's devices and plots on your life to kill your dream or stop your dream cannot come to pass, because the dream was given by God. Even though the favor's there, you've got to go through something. That dream was given by God. And I pray that this touches you and encourages you that where you are is a process, and God is going to take you to the place that he showed you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. We'll be back tomorrow with another 15-minute empowerment, and then we'll be back on Monday. We'll not be back on Thursday, but on Monday for another 15-minute empowerment. Be blessed and encouraged of the Lord, and we'll see you tomorrow.